Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, today participated in the high-level task force meeting on agriculture and horticulture convened by the Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang, in New Delhi. The Agriculture Minister for Arunachal Pradesh, Gabriel Duwangsu, also participated. The meeting deliberated upon need for addressing key gaps in the value chain and market linkages across the northeastern region. The discussions focused on strengthening the agri-horti ecosystem by leveraging the region's inherent strengths with specialization, quality, and the ability to stand out as the unique selling proposition of agri-horti products from the northeastern region. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik yesterday chaired a high-level security review meeting at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. State Home Minister Mama Nathung, Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, senior officials of the state government, representatives from the state police, border roads, Assam Rifles and CRPF, in addition to DCs and SP of Tirap, Changlang and Longling districts participated in the meeting. This was a follow-up to the security review meeting held at Namsai on 26 July 2025. The governor emphasized that the safety and security of the people must always remain the foremost priority of the state government and also called for a people-centric approach to security. During the discussion, Home Minister Nathung highlighted several important initiatives of the state government and measures taken to strengthen internal security and governance. The Indigenous Youth Federation of Arunachal, All Papumpare Indigenous Youth Organization and All Nishi Youth Organization have announced a joint public rally scheduled to be held on 27th December in the Twin Capital region of Itanagar and Nahrlagun. The key demands put forward by the organizations include the immediate cancellation of illegal constructions of Jama Masjid and Madrasas within the Twin Capital complex. They have also demanded the identification and immediate removal of illegal Bangladeshis immigrants from Itanagar and Nahrlagun. At the same time, the organizations have called for the official recognition of two legal Jama Masjids within the Twin Capital City, stating that such recognitions should be in accordance with existing laws and regulations. Another major demand includes the immediate ban on weekly markets operating within the Twin Capital complex and neighboring areas such as Doimukh and Holongi, citing administrative and regulatory concerns. Arunachal Pradesh Information, Public Relations and Printing Minister Nyato Dukam had a courtesy meeting yesterday with the executive members of the Arunachal Publishers and Broadcasters Guild. In a social media post, Minister Dukam shared that they exchanged views on further streamlining procedural aspects between media houses and the IPR department in the larger public interest. The Department of Legal Metrology and Consumer Affairs, Tawang District, today celebrated National Consumer Day 2025 with active public participation at the Government Higher Secondary School, Tawang. During the program, Advocate Lobsang Shring, a seasoned consumer rights advocate, shared real-life experiences illustrating the impact of consumer awareness in protecting public interest. Advocate Lam Dorji delivered an informative session on consumer awareness and explained the steps for filing consumer complaints and interpreting important provisions of the Consumer Protection Act. With an aim to help the needy people, a secret Santa donation drive was organized on Tuesday simultaneously at Itanagar and Roing respectively. The initiative was taken up by the reigning Miss Arunachal 2025 organization in association with event management firm Go Arunachal and Roing-based environmental NGO Green Roing. The collected articles will be distributed to the orphanages across the state. The Indian Space Research Organization today successfully launched a next-generation U.S. communications satellite, Bluebird Block 2, onboard its heaviest vehicle, LVM-3-M6, from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch took place from the Satish Dhawan Space Station at 8:55 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has hailed the successful launch, calling it the heaviest satellite ever lifted from Indian soil using an Indian launcher. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.